Here's some of my favorite quotes from Wild by Cheryl Strayed. There are far too many quotes from this book for me to include anything else. What if I forgave myself? I thought. What if I forgave myself even though I'd done something I shouldn't have? What if I was a liar and a cheat and there was no excuse for what I'd done other than it was because what I wanted and needed to do? What if I was sorry, but if I could go back in time, I wouldn't do anything differently than I had done? What if I'd actually wanted to fuck every one of those men? What if heroin taught me something? What if yes was the right answer instead of no? What if what made me do all those things everyone thought I shouldn't have done was what also had got me here? What if I was never redeemed? What if I already was? Alone had always felt like an actual place to me, as if it weren't a state of being, but rather a room where I could retreat to be who I really was. I was a terrible believer in things, but I was also a terrible non-believer in things. I was as searching as I was skeptical. I didn't know where to put my faith, or if there was such a place, or even what the word faith meant in all of its complexity. Everything seemed to be possibly potent and possibly fake. I'd finally come to understand what it had been, a yearning for a way out, when actually what I had wanted to find was a way in. I didn't feel sad or happy. I didn't feel proud or ashamed. I only felt that, in spite of all the things I'd done wrong in getting myself here, I'd done right. The death of my mother was the thing that made me believe the most deeply in my safety. Nothing bad could happen to me, I thought. The worst thing already had. Fear, to a great extent, is born of a story we tell ourselves, and so I chose to tell myself a different story from the one women are told. I decided I was safe. I was strong. I was brave. Nothing could vanquish me. Insisting on this story was a form of mind control, but for the most part, it worked. Fear begets fear. Power begets power. I willed myself to beget power, and it wasn't long before I actually wasn't afraid. I was a pebble. I was a leaf. I was the jagged branch of a tree. I was nothing to them, and they were everything to me. There's no way to know what makes one thing happen and not another, what leads to what destroys what causes what to flourish or die or take another course. I had diverged, digressed, wandered, and become wild. I didn't embrace the word as my new name because it defined negative aspects of my circumstances or life, but because even in my darkest days, those very days in which I was naming myself, I saw the power of the darkness. Saw that, in fact, I had strayed and that I was astray, and that from the wild places my straying had brought me, I knew things I couldn't have known before. It seemed to me the way it must feel to people who cut themselves on purpose. Not pretty, but clean. Not good, but void of regret. I was trying to heal. Trying to get the bad out of my system so I could be good again. To cure me of myself. There's always a sunrise and always a sunset, and it's up to you to choose to be there for it, said my mother. Put yourself in the way of beauty. Maybe I was more alone than anyone in the whole wide world. Maybe that was okay. It was all unknown to me then, as I sat on that white bench on the day I finished my hike. Everything except the fact that I didn't have to know. That it was enough to trust that what I'd done was true. To understand its meaning without yet being able to say precisely what it was. Like all those lines from the dream of a common language that had run through my nights and days. to believe that I didn't need to reach with my bare hands anymore, to know that seeing the fish beneath the surface of the water was enough, that it was everything. It was my life, like all lives, mysterious, irrevocable, and sacred. So very close, so very present, so very belonging to me. How wild it was to let it be.